For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras. Happy New Year.
Feliz 2012. Happy 2012. Indeed, this week we'll be checking out some of the new musical releases that we're most excited about this year.
We've got music from Guatemala, from Panama, from Argentina, from Mexico, and San Francisco in the mix.
So, wherever this new year finds you, here's some music to start it off right. This is Alt Latino.
This is a really great way to start off the year.
This is Mati Sundel from Argentina. This is the song El Socio, and it's off of his album Amazónico Gravitante. Now, this is an album that came out in 2011 with one of our favorite record labels, the amazing ZZK.
Yay.
Now it's being released in 2012 in the U.S. with the label Waxploitation.
Nice.
I think it's going to be a great album. People are just going to love it because it's such a unique blend. You know, he himself is from the outskirts of Buenos Aires, and he mixes Argentine chacarera, which is kind of a rural counterpart to tango. And he mixes traditional Peruvian music with electronica and psychedelia and a lot of cumbia.
Yeah, and cumbia is obviously not going away, thankfully. That's something we talked about last year. We heard a lot of. And the year before.
But, absolutely.
But it still is fascinating to me how people are changing that really old rhythm up and doing interesting things with it, like Mati Sundel.
And he's one to use a lot of charango, which is that small guitar that traditionally made out of an armadillo's back. You won't believe this, but I was at a bar the other night, and one of the guys was talking to me about how much he loves Mati Sundel, and he was like, you know what, I bought a charango on eBay because I love Mati Sundel's sound so much. So maybe the charango will be what the ukulele was in 2011.
Oh, look at that. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Mati Sundel, here you go.
Yo no estoy loco, y es que en esta esquina mi esposa murió, y yo rompí con todo.
Okay, from the streets of Buenos Aires to the streets of Brazil, by way of Italy. Check it out. This is called Bunga Love. Okay, I feel like I have to explain.
Please.
This is a group called Minha Loucura. Am I saying that right?
Yes, that's my madness.
They are an Italian band that really got into Brazilian music, obviously. And they're based in Rome, but they do this really cool electronica loungy Brazilian music with some degree of expertise, apparently. I really like this track.
I can't stand it.
You're kidding.
I think it's so boring, and it's been done, and it has, like, soda commercial written all over it.
Really?
Soda, like, or maybe commercial? Not soda, but, like, I don't know, some, like, fizzy drink. There's so much amazing Brazilian music.
Sure.
But this is just, like, if someone sat me down and was like, oh, play some stereotypical Brazilian music. This would be it.
Let me explain where this is from. Okay. It's a Putumayo compilation, okay? And most people would stick out their tongue and stick their finger down their throat because I don't know what it is about the rep that Putumayo has. I've heard one guy refer to it as world music light, you know?
Okay.
Like they don't go out of their way to find more interesting stuff.
Okay.
But, you know, I've always liked their compilations because it does two things. It introduces certainly a lot of people to artists they never would have heard of before. And it's a big deal because the other thing is on the business side, these guys have always been very, very big sticklers on whatever artists they use, they deliver royalties. So these artists who never would have gotten any airplay or any sales here in the United States, they get royalties from the sales of these albums, these compilations that you see in Whole Foods or Starbucks. So I always give them credit for that. Some of the music is a little not to my liking,
But I
like this. And I like this because the mix of electronica and Brazilian music. Now, there is stuff that we've played that would sound a little bit more adventurous. But sometimes, you know, you don't need that. And when you look at it for what they're trying to accomplish, which is introduce people to the music, if it's too outside, people aren't going to listen.
I disagree. I think people might tune out. Sometimes while I'm studying or while I'm working, I listen to music that is just background music. It helps me concentrate. Like, I wouldn't listen to, I don't know, something by Davila 666 while I read.
It's a little boisterous.
Well, to me, listening to music I love is just a full-time activity.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do something else.
Right.
I'm so into the music. And actually, that's kind of how I pick music for Alt Latino.
So and whatever stands out.
Whatever, I'm like, whoa, I can't keep working. I need to just focus on this song because it's amazing. There's background music and then there's music that I'm just thrilled about.
Uh-huh.
But to each his own.
I discovered that I can't listen to music. Like years ago, I used to be able to put music on at night and then go to sleep with the music on. The radio's still on in the morning. Back in the days, in the 70s, when,
okay,
you know, the cassettes would run out or my 8-track would stop. You know, so the radio was a way to go. And after a certain point, I couldn't keep listening anymore because I would be listening to the music in my sleep, and I could never get any sleep. I would wake up tired.
Okay.
Because my mind was listening, just very similar to what you're talking about.
And this doesn't put you to sleep a little?
No, you know, it doesn't. I'm engaged. I like what they're doing. I like the rhythm. I like the way that they've chopped it up. They're not taking a lot of chances, but that's okay with me. Doesn't always have to be that.
Okay.
All right, now that we've got that disagreement out of the way, let's move on to something we both agree on.
This is Gaby Moreno from Guatemala.
Llévame hasta el silencio, donde pueda encontrar solo el ruido del mar. Nada puede detener la corriente de ti. Me voy lejos de aquí. 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 Así no puedo vivir. Sin preguntas, sin marcha atrás. Me voy lejos de aquí. Nada más que decir.
We were on NPR's Weekend Edition Sunday recently with Audie Cornish, and she asked me something I wasn't prepared to answer. It was like, what are our predictions for Latin alternative music for this coming year?
Yeah.
And you said something I agreed with.
That it's going to be a big year for songstresses.
Songstresses like Gaby Moreno.
Yeah. There's a lot of releases coming up by female artists that are in this kind of bluesy, bolero-y tradition. We have three just in the show, and it's going to be a very exciting year for female artists.
Because they bring something different. They bring a scaled down, a little more chill approach, and a very intense focus on the songwriting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Gaby is pure artistry. She's still pop enough that people can really understand it, but it's not this kind of imitation R&B in Spanish that you hear from some top 40 Latin artists. This project she's working on is interesting because it's a follow-up to her album, Illustrated Songs, and it's going to be entirely in Spanish. So she's going to take whatever songs she had in Spanish on her previous album, add some new ones. So it'll be an entirely Spanish language album. Another prediction, she's going to get nominated for a Latin Grammy.
Ooh. Man, you're going out there.
I mean, how can they ignore her?
Right. Well, you know, that's a bold statement to make. I'm not sure that I disagree with you.
There's just so much soul and energy and artistry to her voice.
Well, we both like her.
We love her.
Me voy lejos de aquí. Me voy lejos de aquí. Así no puedo.
You mentioned that we have three female singer-songwriters. Let's go with Carla Morrison.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
estado recordando los momentos que te di, cuántos tú me diste y por qué ahora estoy aquí. Sentada en el suelo pensando que te quiero, que te quise tanto y que tu amor me es necesario. Déjenme llorar, quiero sacarlo de mi pecho, con mi llanto apagar este fuego que arde adentro. Déjenme llorar, quiero despedirme en silencio, hacer mi mente razonar, que para esto no hay remedio.
The song is called Let Me Cry, Déjenme Llorar. This girl is suffering so much. Every time she releases a new song, it sounds better and better, but she's suffering more and more. Now she's on the floor, lying, and asking, please let me cry. I hope that she feels better, but I also love what her angst produces.
Well, she's suffering for her art, possibly. It could all just be stories.
Carla has always done a sound that's very... It's almost very wall of sound, very Phil Spector girl group, mm-hmm. you know, like doo-wop as well. And this is a lot more folk. You have a lot of like guitar work. It's mm-hmm. it's much more folky. And when, you know, I talked to her, and she's exploring her Southwestern roots and Mexican folk. She is from Mexico. She's from Tecate, right?
She's from Tecate and just east of the San Diego area, out in the desert almost. She spent time just with her and just a few musicians, so it was a bit of a collaboration, but mostly her.
Another amazing, amazing vocalist who is growing before our own eyes.
This is great.
And I see that you brought another great vocalist that we fell in love with when she came to do a Tiny Desk concert. This is Ilabamba.
Ilabamba is the name of the band. Luz Helena Mendoza is the name of the singer. The album's called Court the Storm, and it is out in later in February, so we're giving it a little bit of a preview here. This is a track called Michoacán.
Mariposas y hasta había brujería. Y al señor Guadalupe le gustaba las cantinas de Guadalajara, y donde él se la pasaba cantando con el mariachi de su patria y coqueteando con todas las mujeres de la familia Espinosa. Años para recordar los días de aprendiendo. Pues cómo bailar, pues cómo bailar, pues cómo bailar ese estilo mexicano. Y yo
This song gives me goosebumps. It's so beautiful and it's so different than from what she was doing previously.
Sure.
Is this her first Spanish language release?
Each one of the band's records have a mixture of English and Spanish.
Okay.
Luz Helena's originally from the San Francisco Bay Area. And
but she lived in Michoacán for some time, which is what she's talking about in this song.
Correct. She left San Francisco, moved to the Pacific Northwest, and settled in Portland, Oregon. She, in a way, wanted to get away from those roots and away from that culture, which she said was a sort of restrictive in a way. So she fell in with kind of an indie rock folk scene.
I was going to say that it might sound weird, but I hear a Bob Dylan quality to
mm-hmm.
it. Because she's just telling these stories that capture life in Michoacán and in a very poetic way. I had read that she grew up listening to boleros by default because her father is Mexican, right?
Her family is, yeah.
She escaped it for a while. She wasn't crazy about it. But then she returned to that and she loves boleros now.
Canta, canta, canta.
The band is doing a great job of, it reminds me of Mexican music in a way, you know, and folk music, but it's not an exact duplication. So they're adding their own thing to it. The saxophone player from Los Lobos, Steve Berlin, produced this album and he sent
wow.
me, yeah, he's the one who turned me onto the band about a year and a half ago. He is an excellent producer. He's just really done a lot of interesting stuff. But he's got this great ear to find this band and really kind of bring all the things together for them on this record. I hope this record does well for them.
Amazing. Well, I want to take you to another female artist that has a big release coming up. But she's not a singer. She's a rapper. This is Ana Tijoux.
Oh, we love her.
Soy el último eslabón de la pirámide. Desclasificado, soy el último eslabón que miraron de lado. El corazón anclado, desparramado porque nunca seré aceptado. El tipo al límite, el que nadie mide. El que enseñaron que nunca será libre. Educarse para mí no es accesible. Por más que el comercial diga que todo es posible. A veces uno y a veces nada. En donde quepo y que casea. Mi cara marcada, perdida la mirada. La vista hacia la ventana. ¿Qué será lo que define ya de mi trama? Toqué todas las puertas, la vida desfilaba en el borde de esta vereda. Me siento silenciado, yo soy el desclasificado. Soy el último eslabón de la pirámide. Soy el último eslabón de la pirámide.
Subir peldaño toma tiempo, toma años. Los últimos de la fila luego serán primero.
Soy el último peón que cambiaron de lado. El sujeto problema, objeto de dilema. El que no cabe en este esquema. Sigo pateando piedra, el que sueña a su manera. Si me preguntas, soy de cemento y tierra. ¿Cuál es mi clase? ¿Quién dicta las bases? Corrido en el desfase, ya que mi envase no place. Todo me delata, mi pelo, mi facha. ¿Cuál es la justicia cuando siempre se te tacha? Me siento silenciado. Yo soy el...
That's a little bit of a stylistic change, but just as intriguing and just as powerful.
Yeah.
That's what we've heard.
You know, one of my other predictions for 2012 is that it's going to be a really interesting year for Latin rap.
Really?
Los Racas are each releasing separate solo albums. That's going to be really interesting. You have Calle 13, who was the band in 2011, working on a new record, which is going to contain English language songs, which, I'll be honest, I'm nervous about that.
Yeah.
I don't want to see them fall, but it's exciting. And then you have Ana Tijoux, who is, as far as Latin female rappers go, she's a big deal.
She's a big deal because of what she does with language. She's a big deal because of her message. She's a big deal because people are finding something in her music that cross, you know, cultures.
Absolutely. This third album, which is called La Bala, stylistically, It's still very smooth and jazzy, just like her last album was, 1977. But here's the difference. 1977 was an inward look. She was talking about herself and things that have happened in her life. And La Bala, this album, is an outward look. It's a look at what's happening in Chile. And that's my next prediction. This is going to be a year with a lot of political songs because a lot is going on in Latin America. And this album is a great example. This song, Desclasificado, is about a guy who is just floating around with no opportunity in Chile. And what inspired a lot of her music on this album are the protests that are happening that are really tearing Chile apart. It's a society that's reevaluating a lot of its priorities. So even the title track, La Bala, there was a lot of speculation. Now, she said it wasn't about him, but definitely inspired by events about Manuel Gutierrez, this 16-year-old kid who was killed by Chilean police as an education protester.
Mm-hmm.
So a very political album for a year that promises to be very political.
It's interesting to watch, too, when a lot of the same issues are happening in this country. Obviously, with the Occupy movements and the efforts of organized labor to deal with some of the social inequities, I'm not hearing a lot of musical reaction coming out of what's going on here in this country. It's interesting to hear what people like Ana Tijoux have to say and around other countries in Latin America.
Next up, Felix, you brought a band who you were really excited by in 2011. So what is Ernest Gonzalez doing in 2012? And just for our audiences, you might remember, Ernest Gonzalez is the DJ behind Mexicans with Guns.
I'm not really sure the differences between Mexicans with Guns. Maybe it's less of a collaboration, more just strictly him, but it's still music that intrigues me. This is a track called When Synchronicity Prevails.
I think one of the great things about our show is how much we disagree on things.
I knew it.
Why? Why did you know it?
Because of the reasons that I like it.
Okay, tell me, what are the reasons that you like it?
I like the way he's built all these layers of rhythms and sounds. And again, if you're listening on earbuds, they seem to come at you from all over the place. And there is no trace of Mexican tradition or folklore or folk music.
Which is fine.
It's strictly his vision of how he hears things. I think our listeners know I have this thing for these DJs who are doing, mixing all these different sounds. I like the way this is put together.
To me, and it's the same complaint I have over and over, I feel like it doesn't go anywhere. But we've discussed this. You started off as a jazz guy. I mean, do you think that's what...
It could be. Maybe it's just the way we listen differently. I can hear a progression in how he's manipulating the sounds, mm-hmm. and how he does different things. He'll drop the rhythm out. He'll add it in at the end. You know, he does all these different things with it. So it's maybe it's just the way we listen differently. Although sometimes you play stuff that's not dissimilar to this and you love it.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's like if you bring it.
It's okay.
It can be okay. Yeah, it's okay.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying it's great to have you on the other side of the mic because we each bring something different. This is great.
So today's show has been all about new releases we're really looking forward to in 2012, but we did want to finish the show on a little bit of a sadder note. A musician who passed away recently, this is the spectacular Cesaria Évora from Cape Verde, also known as the Barefoot Diva. And this is a remix of the song Angola.
Es vida sapnios de viver, paródia de notos machê, sem macama com sabura. Es vida sapnios de viver, paródia de notos machê, sem macama com sabura. Angola, Angola, oi, povo sal, pra mim os catamatã, bem coar pra manhã caminho. Angola, Angola, oi, povo sal, pra mim os catamatã, encuara bamba minha caminho. Es convivência de senhores vivência, paciência de uma consequência, resistência de uma extravagância. Es convivência de senhores vivência, paciência de uma consequência, resistência de uma extravagância. Angola, Angola, oi, força, pra mim os catamacan, encuara bamba minha caminho. Angola, Angola, oi, força, pra mim os catamatão, um bem coar pra banhar caminho.
You know, certain artists will come along and open the door for people into another world of music, and Cesaria Évora is one of those artists. I think I first heard her in the mid-90s, early 90s. I was still in California. When I heard her, I'm like, wow, where is that from and what is this? And as I found out more about her, I just discovered a whole new experience, musical experience, and it's something that she was very well known for.
Absolutely, and I would strongly suggest that you check out Cesaria Évora's biography because it's just fascinating. You know, at age 10, she was placed in an orphanage because basically her mom had too many kids, couldn't take care of her, was a single mom. And at age 16, she started singing in sailors' taverns. Fascinating life. And she passed away on December 17th, a huge loss. Here at Out Latino, we like to look at what's happening now and what's new as much as we like to pay tribute to tradition and to the greats.
There you go.
And that wraps up our show for today. We are really looking forward to 2012, to another year of amazing new music from all across the Latin world. And just like last year, we hope you join us.
And as always, you can tell us about some of the artists you're enjoying or some of the artists we should know. You can write to us on our website at npr.org/altlatino. You can also let us know on Facebook and Twitter.
Special thanks to our producers, Mike Katziff and Jessica Goldstein.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. This has been Alt Latino.